But let's start like a steam train with a man who, if gags, chuckles and laughs were currency, why, he'd be the one with the money tree. As it is, he's happy to be paid in vulgar old cash, lots of it, because he is, without question, Britain's number one top box office comedy attraction. His videos sell, why, even more than mine. And yet, if TV vanished tonight with an audible pop, it wouldn't hurt his diary one bit. That's because he's best live in the flesh. He's the people's king, the barnstorming, earth-shaking, run for your lives. It's Chubby Brown! I dare say there are some people saying, oh, not him on television again. You don't do a lot of television. No. You are Britain's leading live performance comic. Everyone here goes nuts when you come on. And yet, I suspect some people somewhere may have said, oh, do you reckon there are people who still don't know who you are?
Yeah, there'll be Peter Sutcliffe.
Yeah.
Oh, we're people who don't get out.
People who don't get out.
The tax office are looking for me.
Really? Yeah. But you are the number one. And that being abashed, that's true.
It's nice to think that, isn't it?
So just underline for people who are still in any doubt, why would they not know you and yet you're the number one comic?
Because of a certain word that we all use when we hit our thumb with the hammer, but we don't use in public.
Yeah.
I mean, I started off in 19...
Hey, Chubby, I'm over here.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry, yeah.
I thought you wanted me to tell them.
No.
But I actually started off in 1968, and I used to walk on stage and say, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, my wife's got two, and I'm one of them. And I mentioned the word, and it was a no-no.
Yeah.
And sort of that controversially. I mean, if you're going to start off being a clean comedian, you're looking for fame and fortune, you're looking to get on television, you want to be a star and all that.
You must have wanted that.
No.
You must have wanted that, Roy.
You mean just the beginning?
Yeah.
I just wanted to earn a living, to be honest with you. I just wanted some... I mean, I was unemployed, you know.
Yeah.
I had my share of jobs like hod carrying, road digging. I'd been...
But you weren't satisfied in it. See, you know, we respect people that do it, so what's wrong with that? I could be happy at that.
Well,
you knew you had to do better things?
I think when you were the gang of lads, you know, there's always one arsehole, and it was me.
Yeah.
So I'd just say, let's jump through a plate glass window, and I'd go...
Oh, no. A nuisance, in other words, I'm saying, yeah.
And I was always an acid tongue. I was always quick off the mark. So they used to say, you should do that, you know, you should do... And then I wanted to become a drummer. So I went along, bought a second-hand kit of drums from a Salvation Army fella. Got a big bass drum with a rope around it and a religious picture on the front. And when he hit it, it went, boom, you know. But that's how you start. You start
a picture on the front.
Jesus.
Oh, yeah, you don't mind saying arsehole, but you're frightened of saying the name of our goal. But it's something, I suppose, you've got your priorities.